Welcome back to the show. We are kicking off hour three, and I'm so happy to be here tonight. I'm Stephanie.
And Carla.
Yes, indeed. And I need to let you know about something important. Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they are family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low that they can't be mentioned on the air. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick and get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
ManVenture, the unmentionables.
That's right. Yes, for all your primal needs, I guess you could say, right? All the caveman stuff. Anyway, Free Talk Live, we are happy to be back on the air, and I want to start off hour three with another interesting story. We talked a little bit, Carla, in the last segment about freedom of movement and freedom of travel, and we touched on a couple of ways that the government restricts this thing that some people consider a basic human right. Right, the ability to move around freely, and driving, driver's licenses, all those regulations play into restricting freedom of movement. The TSA, as you mentioned, sure, with their groping hands and roving eyes, wanting to search through all your bags and all your personal folds, I guess you could say. And also we talked about immigration, and I would like to read another story that I have been saving for tonight. I think this is kind of interesting and telling about the ways in which government kind of interferes with people's lives who weren't necessarily born here in the U.S. So the headline is from FoxNews.com. Reports of Hispanic students vanishing from Alabama schools after immigration ruling. Birmingham, Alabama is the dateline. Hispanic students have started vanishing from Alabama public schools in the wake of a court ruling that upheld the state's tough new law cracking down on illegal immigration. Education officials say scores of immigrant families have withdrawn their children from classes or kept them home this week, afraid that sending the kids to school would draw attention from authorities. Wow, that's a big statement to me. They are afraid that just their kids being at a public school where the government has purview, right, because the government controls all the schools, public schools.
Sure.
Right.
That's what they want to do. You control the school.
You get them when they're young, right?
Control their minds.
Yeah. Yeah. Who was it that said, give me a child until they're seven and you can have them for the rest of your life,
mm-hmm,
right? And I think that statement holds very true because so many people are indoctrinated with love of the state and love of the government when they go to public schools. I mean, think about it. You say the Pledge of Allegiance all the time. You have cops walking down the hallways. You have military officers that come into the school and they're treated as heroes. And you have government class where you learn about how government works. You,
yep,
have history class where you learn about historical governments. And, I mean, it's all about love for the state and the whole structure of things like that. And, of course, it's a very authoritarian environment as well, putting aside the statism that's present therein. It's a place where you have to ask to go to the bathroom.
Yep.
A basic bodily function. It's a place where you must sit still in your chair and say nothing, essentially. So it's no wonder that so many kids grow up to be docile and obedient people who don't really question much about the status quo, right? And so I think it's funny that these parents, it's not funny, it's ironic, sad, whatever you could say about it, that they're too scared to even send their kids to school and have their kids just sit there and be brown, right?
Right.
Because they think that might arouse suspicion. And, you know, I bet that there are some people in this group that's not sending their kids to school because they're afraid, who are not illegal immigrants. You know, they're immigrants who have come here and are just basically brown and
are afraid of
being targeted.
My understanding of that Alabama law is actually that it's so draconian that it not only is, you know, oftentimes what will happen is you have illegal immigrants, and then the second generation, their children, are born in America. They are legal American citizens.
Uh-huh.
But this Alabama law actually says that even if you, as the student, are a legal immigrant,
uh-huh,
if your parents
still target the parents.
Yes.
Oh,
and so
wow,
it's actually, you know, it's sort of people going, you know what, we've just got to not interface with this violent,
yeah, Well, in some senses, I think maybe this is good for the kids, right? Because I'm sure they don't want to be there in these schools where they're really tightly controlled and told what to do all day and just sitting there in this kind of domination, you know, paradigm, right, where there are all these adults lording over them.
But sadly, I mean, I think for probably a lot of immigrants, it's an issue of, you know, you have this sort of idea of the American dream, and I'm going to come, and mm-hmm. I'm going to go to school, and I'm going to get straight A's, and I'm going to go to this university, and I'm going to get this degree, and I'm going to, because that's sort of not only the language and the sort of society that we've created in America, but that is what we market to the world. Uh-huh. I mean, that is what America sells to the world. So they talk about the American dream.
Yeah.
They talk about, you know, oh, you know, think about all the TV shows that you see that sort of talk about school. It's, you know, it's, you're either the rebel without a cause, or you're, you know, the good obedient person, you know,
who
with your
ARF
gold star.
Because right.
It is shoe talk.
Right.
But, you know, or you're sort of, you know, trying to
challenge that.
Or fit into that sort of society. And I think for a lot of immigrants, sadly, that's the case.
Yeah, I know. And it's just unfortunate. You know, I do know some people who are maybe like second generation immigrants whose parents sent them to private schools because they thought that they would get a better education that way. And they worked their butts off to pay for that, you know. And it's just so unfortunate because they are forced to pay property taxes. And not everyone can afford to send their kid to private school because of that. So we do have a call on the line. I think it may be a little bit of a change of topic, but this is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Dieter in New York and wanting to talk about the occupation of Wall Street.
Beast Rage.
Excuse me? Dieter, we're going to put you on hold. I think we may be having some problems with your phone line. I couldn't quite understand what the caller was. Okay, the caller dropped off. So, okay. Anyway, let's go back to talking about the immigration thing. So, Carla, as you mentioned, this ruling from the Alabama, the Supreme Court or some court in Alabama, higher court ruling, upheld some state action that allowed them to target parents who are illegal immigrants based on their children being registered in public schools, even if the children are legal or so-called legal. Because really, I don't think any human being is ever accurately described as illegal, right?
Well, you know, and it raises exactly that question is, you know, if we move away from the paradigm of nation states or, you know, I, as an immigrant who came to America, I won a green card in the lottery, so I'm here legally. Yeah. I'm now an American citizen and all of that. But I had to jump through all the hoops and whistles, and it's complicated.
Yeah. And does it cost a lot of money?
It costs a lot of money.
And it cost a lot of money back in, what, 1990s?
Yeah.
And imagine how much it costs 20 years later today.
Oh, sure.
You
sure.
Know.
And, you know, it's this whole idea. I think about immigration as, it's Russian roulette by birthright.
Yeah.
So, Stephanie, you were lucky enough to be born on this little patch of land in this area. And I was lucky or unlucky enough to be born on this patch of land somewhere else, you know.
And we had no control over where we happened to be born.
Right. And so the only thing that should unite or divide people is what their thoughts are, their philosophical views, what they want to achieve in terms of
the things that
their economic,
In other words, the things that they're responsible for and the things that they can control in their own life and the things that they chose, right? With their volition and their
free
will.
And I mean, I think if someone chooses to walk over a desert because they want a better life for themselves or their children, to have this sort of artificial idea of you walked over this line and therefore, you know, I have the right to arrest you, to shoot you, to do these heinous things to people, is just absurd.
It's such a messed up construct, and we'll discuss this more coming up when we return. This is Free Talk Live. If you have thoughts about illegal immigration, share them with us at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. More about immigration coming up.
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
I want to encourage you to stop asking yourself how you feel about things, but instead ask yourself if doing something or not doing something is right for you. We should be led by wisdom and what is right and by the Word of God, not how we feel. Any person who lives by their feelings might as well just stamp destroyed across their life, because that's exactly what's going to happen. We all have feelings, but I want to encourage you today to just simply tell your feelings that they no longer get to vote. You know, we may get older and mature in age, but that doesn't mean that our emotions do. If they're left unchecked, our lives will be a series of unfinished and disappointing ventures. Learn to be led by God, not your feelings. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's Meyer.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Tombstone Pizza. With multiple varieties to choose from, there's a Tombstone Pizza that's sure to please your family. What do you want on your tombstone? Family dinner is important, but who says it has to be at the table? When life gets busy and the pressure is on, pull out the good paper plates and settle in for pizza and a movie. It's fun, easy, and memorable for the whole family. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for sticking with us tonight. My name is Stephanie.
And Carla.
Yes. And I want to let you know about something very cool. Vaporsmiths. Are you a cigarette smoker? Well, Carla used to be one, right?
Yes, but I quit a year and a half ago, and I'm still chewing the Nicorette gum.
Well, congratulations on quitting. I think that will be in the interest of your health long term. And if you are also interested in transitioning away from cigarettes, perhaps an e-cigarette could help you do that. I know it has helped a lot of people here in New Hampshire kind of move away from cigarettes, smoke less, or quit smoking altogether. And, you know, Vaporsmiths.com is a good place to get e-cigarettes and e-cigarette supplies. They have a pretty cool promotion right now, whereas if you buy 40 cartomizers and use coupon code FTL, you can get a free starter kit and free shipping. And you can get that by calling 855-2-GET-VAPOR or going to Vaporsmiths.com. And an interesting fact, a pack-a-day smoker of cigarettes, conventional cigarettes, can save $120 a month by switching to e-cigarettes. So probably will pay for themselves if you smoke a pack or more a day after some time goes by. So interesting stuff. We were talking about immigration in the last segment, and I think it's an important topic to come back to. Of course, if you have thoughts on this subject, feel welcome to call us at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And that is, of course, a reference. The word free in our call-in line is, of course, a reference to Free Talk Live, which is the name of the show. And that is, that's who we are. What more can I say? Get a little tripped up there, but that's okay. So, Carla, we were talking last segment about this Alabama court ruling that has frightened some parents half to death, and they are choosing not to send their kids to government schools, which is kind of a mixed blessing, because as you said, some of them it's the only way they can get an education, but government schools can often be pretty police state-ish environments. And so, see, this ties in. We are bringing it full circle.
Yes.
This ties into what we've been discussing all night long on Free Talk Live tonight, which is the theme of the police state, right? And so, I don't know. I think when people are afraid to send their children to school based on their appearance, basically, because if the children don't look Caucasian, I'm guessing that their parents might be more likely to get targeted. And I think this is also just part of a larger trend, I guess you could say. I've heard a lot of stories in the news recently about children doing things at school, or maybe not showing up to school, or, I don't know, so-called misbehavior on the bus or something like that. And before they know it, their parents are hit with criminal charges from the government. Now, I think the parents are responsible for their children, but should a parent be thrown in jail because of something that they have no knowledge over? And when their kid is maybe at an age when the kid can control their own behavior and knows what they're doing?
Well, one, of course not. And secondly, I mean, the lunacy of, you know, people, you know, things that used to just be, you know, it was a little rumble on the school bus or it was this or that, mm-hmm. i.e. where human beings were just interacting with whatever was their actual environment and their reality. So the school bus driver may have taken care of something, a teacher may have stepped in. All of these things have changed and it's escalated into this authoritarian sort of control. So suddenly mm-hmm. you're issued a ticket. Sends a subpoena. It's
all part of this paradigm of so-called justice, which really does not conform to my definition of justice. It's all about, with the state, it's all about punishment. It's all about smacking you if you get out of line, basically giving you an obnoxious consequence for disobeying what they would like you to do. And it's not about, it's drifted so far away from restitutive or restorative justice, which is, I think, what we really should be focusing on.
Sure.
Do you agree?
Sure, yeah. And I mean, I think with that, the reason for that is because you can more easily control people.
Yeah.
Through fear.
Mm-hmm. And well, that's their ultimate goal. It's to control people and to get obedience. It's not to restitute a victim. It's not to make someone whole who was harmed. It's enriching themselves, and by themselves, I mean the government, and getting compliance, really.
Right. You know, it's a submit citizen is all they want, you know, and it's sort of, I always look at it as this, you know, it's this organism of, you know, it's like this pitch black thing and it's just feeding
like a,
you know,
blob.
Yeah, it's the blob is coming. Mm-hmm. And the more fear you can have, the more control you can have. And you know, to sort of circle back to a few segments ago, I mean, this is something I saw in South Africa, which to me, you know, makes it so real to see it here. You know, I moved to America and I was like, oh, it's going to be awesome. My life is going to be so wonderful and free and the American
dream. Oh, how ironic.
And then
it's just
you
been
realize,
slipping away.
You know, you know, I came here and the realization was sort of seeing those cops on the corners in New York City after 9/11 with submachine guns and Alsatian police, German Shepherd dogs barking. And I mean, it was just so reminiscent of, you know, South Africa in the 80s. And all they did in the 80s is they were like, the terrorists are coming. The terrorists are coming. You must watch out for the terrorists. They would do all these things at school. You know, they would set up smoke bombs in the school as a fire drill and pretend like, you know, this is a fire drill, but you're 14 years old and you're like, well, there's smoke bombs, so you're going to think, you know, if they set off the fire drill, that there's a real fire.
Yeah,
so it's
and often
terrifying.
That is absolutely
horrifying. So it's like,
horrifying.
Who is terrifying? Who is the terrorist?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's a really important question for our listeners to ask themselves. I mean, we've heard stories where they have done very realistic seeming terror drills in schools where they don't tell the kids what's going on and the kids come home
and they have
petrified.
They have post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yes.
And they, you know, I think there's a case now where a bunch of parents, you know, and this would be an interesting thing to follow up on, where a bunch of parents were like, this is crap. We are going to sue the school. I mean, they had a terror drill exactly like that, where they set off, you know, that they sent in a SWAT team, I think.
They sent in a SWAT team, and they told the kids to put their heads on their desks and stay in the classrooms. And, of course, that's probably the worst thing to do. Yes, exactly. But, of course, that's probably the worst thing to do if there was actually a real school shooting or whatever.
Sure.
And I think they did make an announcement over the PA system, like, there's a school shooting going on, get in the classrooms and put your head down on your desk and follow all orders from authority figures. And that's what they did. And they didn't tell the kids that it was a drill and it wasn't real. And that could be so scary. I bet that will stick with them for the rest of their lives. And, you know, getting back to this idea of fear, this article says more than 200 Hispanic students withdrew just in Montgomery County, Alabama, the morning after this judge's ruling. So these parents were really following very closely what the state was doing, and they were scared with good reason. And I think we have some calls that are maybe related to some of this. Matt in Illinois has been waiting on the line. Matt, what's on your mind tonight? Oh, actually, Matt, you know, hold that thought.
I hear that music.
I do apologize for that. My timing was a little off, but when we return, we'll take Matt's call and see what he wants to discuss tonight. I think he had something on his mind about freedom to travel. And, of course, this is Free Talk Live. You can always call in with your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. More about freedom to travel when we return. This is Free Talk Live.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, welcome back to the show, and thank you so much for joining us tonight. My name is Stephanie.
And I'm Carla.
Yes, indeed. And we are your hosts. FreeTalkLive.com has a lot of cool stuff, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. And Carla, guess what? We're on there, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
It's meant to share the love with the world, I guess you could say. It's meant to show off the female listeners of Free Talk Live because supposedly talk radio is typically a male-dominated thing, and so we like to show some female faces and just kind of get
together. So we're like double X, but not triple X.
I don't know. I might be.
Is that not a chromosome joke?
It's a chromosome joke.
It's a science joke.
I like it.
It's the third hour.
It is the third hour, yes. And still time for your calls, though, if you make them at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're going to go back to Matt in Illinois. Matt, are you here with us?
Yes, I am. Good evening, gentle ladies.
Good evening, Matt. So tell us what was on your mind about the freedom to travel issue.
Well, yeah, I do have something on my mind about that, but before I say that, just let me add to the whole terrorizing kids in school. I'm 51 years old, and I remember having to duck under desks because they were threatening nuclear attacks from Soviet Russia at the time. And you want to talk about terrorizing kids? I had nightmares about that. I remember nightmares that I'd had about nuclear war because of all the threats that that we were under at the time.
Yeah. I know. I've heard that sentiment from a lot of people, and just growing up in that age where, you know, they did tell you to literally get under the desks. And earthquakes are another thing that I've heard. There were earthquake drills in some of the schools in California back, maybe in the 1980s is what I'm thinking of. But I've definitely heard this theme before. And yeah, go ahead, Matt.
At least earthquake or tornado, because I'm from the Midwest, at least those are real dangerous things that you can protect yourself of. But ducking and covering under a desk if a nuclear bomb goes off is not going to help you. You're just going to melt anyway.
Yeah, so. That seems very logical to think that way. Yeah.
What I wanted to say was earlier this evening you had a guy calling in and talking about, you know, things that you can do with the police and with the courts for when you get a ticket, for instance, saying that you're a sovereign citizen and therefore you're not subject to their rules and things.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to point out that the police, they do have guns. They're pretty much going to do what they want. And so are the judges. Really not going to matter. If they want to punish you, they're going to punish you, and it doesn't matter what you sit there and say or what's right or wrong or how it's supposed to work. Things don't always work the way they're quote-unquote supposed to. And I'm sure Ian Freeman knows.
Yeah, and Ian, for those who are not familiar, is the typical host of Free Talk Live. Usually he's not on Sunday evenings, but he is on Monday through Saturday, and he can't be here right now because he's sitting in a jail cell. He received a very harsh 90-day sentence for something that I don't think really deserved any jail time at all. He was basically, he saw a woman being arrested who he didn't agree with her reason for being arrested. I think it was because she was had an open container in a park about 30 feet away from a restaurant where other people were openly drinking, and so Ian stood in front of the police car that was taking her away, and for that, he is now sitting in jail with his 90-day sentence, and we hope that he will be returning to the freer world next weekend.
I'm good. I'm glad he's finally going to be getting out. I hope that works out. But
yeah, I do too. And Matt, is there anything else on your mind tonight about the freedom to travel?
No, that was about it. I understand why people, you know, they think that, well, if I say this or if I do that, then this is how the judge should react. Mm-hmm. But that's just not going to work if they don't want it to. I mean, basically, they're the government, and they're going to do what they want.
I mean, justice in this country has become entirely arbitrary.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you know, I think if enough people keep doing these things and sort of calling it out and saying this way, you know, if more and more and more people do it, at least you're gumming up the system. And at least, you know what, when you go to jail, you go to jail with dignity.
I suppose that's true. I'm not saying that you should give up. I'm just making a point.
Sure. Matt, thank you for the call. We really appreciate it. And yeah, I completely agree with him. And it seems like the evidence points to what Matt was saying being true, in that if they would like to get you for something, they will get you for something. And I don't know. I mean, it just seems like these magic words, these legal formulas for avoiding the licensing restrictions and regulations just really depend way too much on the system following their own rules, just as Matt said. So, and related to that topic, we did have a call earlier tonight from Adam in New Hampshire, and there was a little bit of a miscommunication, and Adam's call ended up getting dropped, but we encouraged him to call back because I did want to talk to him about this. He was actually the person who I mentioned had called in earlier on Free Talk Live a few weeks ago to discuss the whole freedom to travel thing, and I know that he has done some research on it, and he was essentially debunking it, as I understood. So, Adam, maybe you could call back if you're still listening, and that would be an interesting perspective to have. So, Carla, do you have anything more to say about the kind of the fear that is used in government schools? Because we talked a lot about this immigration ruling and the parents being afraid to send their kids to school for fear of the parents being targeted, and And we talked about parents being charged when their children don't show up at school or do something else that the bureaucrats want to punish them for. We talked about these terror drills. What was it like when you were in South Africa growing up? Did you go to a government school or did you go?
I did go to a government school, and I mean, it was an all girls high school. Mm-hmm. At the stage where they would, you know, at this level of doing the drills and terrorism, we had compulsory military conscription as well.
Wow.
So, not for women, but for men. And so, you know, I remember like my first boyfriend when I was like a senior in high school. You know, he got his papers and it was like, okay, how do you go about like getting out of this? People don't want to go and, you know, go to border wars and have to kill people and do all of these horrible things. And I have a distinct memory actually, and this is way back. This is probably when I was like 8 maybe, of, there being this like fear of terrorism in the newspapers, and both my parents actually worked for the government. So like I have both, you know, the perspective.
Yeah.
And it being this idea of there could be a bomb anywhere, you know, which is one of the things that I find fascinating about America and sort of the way that they're looking at terrorism. You know, so 9/11 happened. It was a terrible, tragic thing. I don't condone it in any way. Mm-hmm. But so, you know, the Department of Homeland Security is like, bitty, bitty, bitty. It must be, you know, airplanes. It must be airports. And I'm like, look, if a terrorist, like if you're a real terrorist, go look at the history of terrorism. Go look at what the Sinn Féin did. Go look at, you know, what has happened in other countries. If they're really all these bad people who want to harm us for our freedoms, and that was giant air quotes, first of all, if they were harming us for our freedoms, they'd be blowing up the Netherlands and Scandinavia, because those are the free countries, you know, so we would have these things where it would be like, be afraid of mailboxes.
Yeah.
Because there would be bombs in mailboxes.
Well, that's happened here, too.
There were never bombs in mailboxes. It was just like, be afraid of them. Or it would be,
They'll put out these press releases that say, you should be afraid of this, or we've intercepted a potential threat in this area. And they make it really vague so that people's imaginations can fill in the details.
And we're creative people, you know, and everyone reads stuff. And so your imagination is 100 times worse than reality.
Yep. Don't let the fear take hold in your brain. You can always control that. This is Free Talk Live. Call us at 855-450-FREE if you want to get your thoughts in the last segment. More coming up when we return. We're going to have Adam debunk the driving conspiracy. Stick around. It's Free Talk Live.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches and stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back. You are listening to Free Talk Live. And I'm your host, Stephanie.
And Carla.
As we launch into the final segment of tonight's show. But never fear, we'll be back every day of the week. 7 days a week, there's a live show, 7 to 10 p.m. And you can always find us on freetalklive.com in the meantime. If you are just craving liberty-oriented content, you can go there. And you can also go to lrn.fm to get all different shows, not just Free Talk Live, but a mix of liberty-oriented talk. That's lrn.fm to find the Liberty Radio Network. So we were talking about freedom to travel and the kind of driving conspiracy, I guess you could say. And I had mentioned that we had someone call in previously a couple weeks ago on Free Talk Live to debunk it. And I have to say that there's nothing I enjoy more than a good, thorough debunking. So I'm going to bring Adam on the air. Adam, are you with us in New Hampshire?
Hello, girls.
Hello. And so what was on your mind tonight?
Well, I actually called to talk about justice, but if you want to talk about the right to travel, few things get me as emotionally irate.
I liked, Adam, I'm one of those people who really enjoys calling BS on something that's BS. So we can talk about whatever you prefer, as long as it'll fit in this one segment, because we've only got one left.
Okay, well, just quickly, I wanted to know, how do you define justice?
How do I define justice?
What is justice?
That's a great question. I think that it ties in with fairness, and I think there's an essential part of justice is repaying or making amends for a wrong that was done or some way that someone was hurt.
And I would add to that, I think that there is no such thing as universal justice or something that we can define that is going to be a one size fits all. Mm-hmm. I actually think what justice is if you've been wronged and someone else has wronged you, figuring out within a voluntary society, of course, figuring out, you know, what is going to make that reparation right. If someone shot my husband, I would want to kill that person. That's my idea of justice.
Mm-hmm. And would you prefer to get some kind of reparations from that person? You know, like a financial payment, or maybe he buys you a house, or you get an insurance premium, or something like that.
I'm not sure. I mean, I might actually be an eye for an eye kind of person. I'm not sure that would be the case. And honestly, you know, if it came down to that and I wasn't talking smack on air, I'd probably be like, yeah, okay. But
I think
justice is personal.
Yeah, I agree with you, Carla. I think it matters what the victim wants. And, you know, part of determining what constitutes a harm is the concept of natural rights and sort of respecting people's natural rights to be free from aggression, especially to have their, bodily integrity not violated, right? And these are all negative rights, kind of the rights to be left alone, and as opposed to being entitled to certain things. What about you, Adam? I know that you are an attorney, right? Is it okay if I say that in the air?
Sure, too late now.
Yeah.
And you know what I think justice is? I think justice means law enforcement.
Okay.
And that's all. I don't think it means fairness. The Justice Department, they enforce laws. That's what they do. The justice system is the law enforcement system. And in a situation where the police take your camera and that's actually against the law,
mm-hmm.
then you have injustice. But I would not describe government people following their own rules and acting unfairly to oppress people as an injustice.
Because it's consistent with the legal framework that is in place today. Well, that's an interesting take on it. I guess I'm thinking
a little bit more...
That
was almost like a double negative, because in some ways, you know, whenever I write about the Justice Department or anything, I actually often call them the Injustice Department,
uh-huh.
because I just feel as a department, there's very few things that they are doing where they're actually helping people. I mean, let's break it down.
That's
like 90%.
It's not their job to help people, says Adam.
Yeah.
So I have a question, Adam. Is this, I think I was speaking of justice kind of philosophically, but is this like a technical definition? Like I know in legalese, some words mean different things than they mean in typical English, so.
I believe it's Aristotle's definition.
Mm, okay.
One of those Greek guys.
What do you call it when people's rights are respected? Or what do you call it when there are reparations or restitution made for wrongs done?
You can call that fairness, equity,
mm-hmm.
Moral rightness.
Mm-hmm.
Moral right,
but not justice. Well, it's interesting.
A lot of people, I think they use the word just when they mean fair. Well, I suppose mm-hmm. we're just arguing semantics. But
words are
to travel.
Words are important, and they do have
yeah.
meaning, so I don't think it's irrelevant to talk about.
But, I do want to just sort of go down the rabbit hole of the term of fairness. You know, I mean, I think one of the quaintest and sort of...
did you know I am the most fair person in the world?
And what does that mean to you?
I never do anything that's not fair, ever.
And how do you define fair?
Based on the circumstances. I mean, you show me one situation where I've been in there and done anything, and I will explain to you why it was fair.
But you see, now here's the thing that's curious to me about fairness is it seems like it's probably one of those words that I always love when little...
Nobody is opposed to it. You will never get anyone to say they are opposed to fairness. If you're a politician, it's one of the best words you can use.
Well,
I support fairness, the fair tax,
Well, it's so ironic that it's called a fair tax, because how could any tax actually be fair?
Right.
At least the way I...
Stephanie, I'll tell you how a tax can be fair, because the word fair is a meaningless term. That's how.
Exactly what I was about to say. Like, that's one of those things, you know, where little kids will go, but that's not fair,
uh-huh.
which just kind of means like, well, that didn't work out the way I wanted it to work out. And, you know, so it's a totally,
yeah.
in some ways, like a BS sort of concept, because there is no fairness in life. All there is open communication,
mm-hmm.
Working through the issues and sort of coming to something where, you know what, sometimes when people, one of the things that intrigues me as an ex-lawyer, and Adam, I know you're a lawyer, and, you know, sort of the idea of how would, you know, in giant air quotes again, but like how would the justice system work, or how would,
well,
and
Carla,
we all talk about...
You, dude, You know, there used to be two kinds of courts, the courts of law and the courts of equity.
Right.
Huh. And so, maybe you can explain better than I can. The equity courts were like the backup for when the law was too harsh and it wasn't fair. You could go to the, okay, that was your legal decision. Try again in the court of fairness, in the equity court. And now we don't have that anymore, but that's the way it was.
Huh.
I think we should just bring mud wrestling back.
Really?
By combat, maybe?
What do you think about that, Adam?
Mud wrestling?
Yeah.
I'd be the judge of a mud wrestling match, I think.
Is there anything you wanted to say about the whole freedom to travel issue in the remaining moments of the show, Adam?
I get so irate. Maybe every 3 or 4 months, somebody comes on the Freekeen forums with the acting like they discovered this unknown secret. They haven't tried it yet themselves, but they're sure it's true, and they're spreading the word.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm skeptical of someone telling other people to do something that they haven't tried and saying.
Let me ask you this: given the world, the information, Facebook, YouTube world we live in, do you really think that this sort of thing could work, and there wouldn't be videos of people going, okay, here I am, this is John Smith, I am out here on Highway 4, and as you can see, I have no license plate on my car, now I'm going to drive by the roadblock, and, okay, they're pulling me over, got my camera here, watch this. Hi, officer, blah-de-blah-blah, sovereign, blah-de-blah-blah, free man on the land, blah-de-blah-blah, accepted for value, all rights reserved. And the officer goes, oh, I had no idea. I apologize for the trouble. Be on your way, sovereign.
Yeah, I know. I think
that video.
I haven't seen it, and I think it's a fantasy, because if it really existed, it would be such a wonderful thing, and I think someone would want to share that, right? But as some previous callers pointed out, it's kind of arbitrary. You know, judges will just get you if they want to get you. And any of the cases that have been thrown out, I think, and maybe you agree, Adam, that it's just been because they're so annoyed with you. They just want you to get out of there.
Who knows what? The judge makes a decision based on how he feels at the minute. Maybe he had a bad lunch, or just had a fight with his wife, whatever.
Yeah.
Can you ever get inside his mind and say, well, he did it because he knew about Rule 47B and he was following the rule?
He probably wouldn't admit it even if he did, right? He wasn't required to. And, Adam, thank you so much for the call tonight. It's been a really interesting discussion. This is going to do it for us. We've been Free Talk Live. You can catch us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. 24/7 listening streams and all kinds of resources over there for your listening pleasure. I'm Stephanie.
And Carla.
And have a great night.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
AutoZone. The weather may be cooler, but you can keep your ride looking hot with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Now's a great time to get out there and pamper your car. Wash it, detail it, then wax it to protect the finish for winter. Right now at AutoZone, get your choice of select Eagle One car care products for just $3.99. See store for details. Everything you need to keep it looking good bumper to bumper. Heat up the street with a hot ride. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.